Leslie Russell joining me on the program today. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
You have a public art piece that's been in the news this week here. It's called Locked Door. It's in Rotary Park in Canmore. What's the piece all about?
I wanted to address a relevant Canmore topic. So housing seemed the obvious option. I wanted to ensure that I could hopefully create an emotion in people so that instead of coming from a political standpoint, they felt the true emotion of having that locked door or not having a roof over your head.
Is housing a challenge that you and your family have dealt with here in the Bow Valley?
I think everyone has dealt with housing challenges. I've been in the Valley for 20 years, so I've owned, I've rented. Sometimes it's been tough. I have dogs as well. So yeah, it's certainly an issue that I think everyone deals with from varying directions.
Visual art piece is obviously better to see, but for those on the radio, can you describe the piece a little bit?
It's a home that's roughly the dimensions of the average bedroom. It's made out of vapor barrier, which is wrapped around four trees, and there's a locked door. The piece in particular in Rotary Park has chalkboard on the door so that people can interact and leave messages. The walls themselves were intentionally made to be quite flimsy, so there's that really nice juxtaposition between the delicateness and the fragility of the Canmore housing market and that locked door, which people face quite often.
Now, after this weekend with the piece being up here, you came by to notice that there were some unfortunate changes, I guess.
I walked my dog there on Sunday. I noticed the damage. Someone had taken some time because vapor barrier is pretty tough, so it's hard to damage it unless you have a knife. So someone had torn the vapor barrier walls off. The door was still standing, so that's a good thing, but the walls had been completely destroyed.
And I understand some stuff on the inside had been taken as well?
There was some furniture on the inside. I retrieved the sign that explained the piece and one chair from an alleyway. The table's never been retrieved.
Do you have any idea who might have done it or why they might have done it?
I have no idea. I mean, it could have been just a drunken guy passing by with nothing better to do, or it could have been a statement on housing. I know it's a very volatile subject in Canmore, so I did put the piece up to evoke emotion. I was hoping it wouldn't be damaged, but I can't say I'm surprised.
I understand that you're actually going to be leaving the piece up until the end of the week when it was scheduled to come down anyway.
We're going to leave it up damaged. The damage is a statement itself. I mean, we have to be honest. Canmore has an issue that we have to deal with. I'm not coming from a political standpoint. I purely wanted to make people stop and think about it from a different standpoint. I think leaving it up is a good idea. I could fix it, but I think leaving it up is a good idea.
You mentioned before it's an interactive piece. Are you still inviting people to write on the chalk door?
Absolutely. Comment on the damage, comment on housing in Canmore. Please keep commenting. I try and clean the door up every now and then to make sure there's space. But yeah, comment away. I'd love to hear how you feel about the damage and feelings on housing.
It's unfortunate that your piece was damaged, but it sounds like maybe a bit of an artistic statement in itself in Rotary Friendship Park there. Locked Door, Leslie Russell's new art piece. Thanks for joining me on the show today, Leslie.
Thank you.